deal with them, thoughts, and we talk about feelings as well, thoughts and feelings and such. I need to start off by helping you understand that you are not your thoughts, even though you might tweet something, and in that tweet you feel pretty passionate about it. You might feel free, and all of a sudden you associate so strongly with it that that becomes who you are. So is it possible to have thoughts that are not you, are not from you? Is that possible?
Yep.
Yes. How can we through Scripture prove that if a thought comes to me, it's not necessarily mine? How do we prove this? Hebrews 4? Is that what you guys are thinking? Yeah? Hebrews 4. Okay, let's go to Hebrews 4. So I'm sure that that's what you were thinking. Hebrews 4 goes like this. You guys aren't thinking Hebrews 4?
Gosh.
This is a Christian word, right? See, that's why we're not recording. Okay. Seeing then that we have a great high priest. Now we're talking about Jesus, who is our great high priest. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness. And this is the key. But was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. So, it says here in Hebrews chapter 4 that we have a high priest that can totally relate to us, that can connect us. Why, St. Paul? Why do you say that Jesus can connect us? Because in every way and in every point, he was tempted as we are tempted. Wait a second. I want you to think of a really bad sin in your head. Don't make me dwell too long. Think of a really bad sin. That sin that's in your head, he was tempted with it. Unless St. Paul was joking or pretending. Every single sin that we can think of, he was tempted with it. He was tempted with it. Yet was without sin. That means that sin that he was tempted with had no effect on him. Put these two questions together. How was Jesus tempted in all things? It had to be at the thought level. So that means Jesus, the Son of God, lived on earth, and just like you and me, had thoughts thrown at him day and night, things that were tempting, and yet he never sinned. What does that mean? That means that he is not those thoughts, and you are not your thoughts. It doesn't mean because you have a random thought of angry thought, that that makes you an angry person. It doesn't mean that if you have a thought to, my ghost is always slashing his tire. So if you have a thought of slashing someone's tire, it does not mean that you're someone that is a horrible person. In fact, nobody really agrees on the exact number of thoughts that we have a day, but we have something like 30 to 50,000 thoughts unforgiveness, laziness, skipping class. He takes those thoughts and he puts it under, okay, not skipping class. He takes all those, any thought that exalts itself above God, he takes those and brings them into captivity, into subjection to God. So again, Or a lustful thought, or an unforgiving thought. a simple thought that allowed it to be complex and complicated to say. are, then you can just feed the world with whatever junk you want, make everybody think that they're not doing something. It's very powerful. It's a very powerful tool. Why do you think Netflix exists? It's called indoctrination. Simple. TV, Netflix, movies, brings you to a place where you feel something, and the better the movie, the more you feel, and when you feel something, whom